أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners, brothers and sisters. We're with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. We have reached 58th verse of Surah Al-Qasas. Let's listen to the verse and we'll be back with our discussion.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ بَطِرَتْ مَعِيشَتَهَا فَتِلْكَ مَسَاكِنُهُمْ لَمْ تُسْكَنْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا وَكُنَّا نَحْنُ الْوَارِثِينَ
And how many a city have we destroyed that was insolent in its way of living? And those are their dwellings which have not been inhabited after them except briefly. And it is we who were the inheritors.
So, dear listeners, as you listen to the verse, you might remember that in the previous verses we studied how a group of people told the Prophet of Islam that they were worried about their houses and they did not want to turn into Islam because they were worried that they will be homeless. So in the previous verse we studied that a group of people told the Holy Prophet ﷺ that if they believed in him, the pagans of Mecca would drive them out from their land. And Allah implicitly said that the same power that made Mecca a very secure place for them with plenty of sustenance can protect his bounties for after them too, after their faith too. But now, in this verse, in this 58th verse, he implicitly says that they should not forget that the people of those cities that were full of warfare were destroyed. They must be aware that they too will meet the wrath of Allah because they do not believe in Islam in order to protect their own properties and welfare. So the verse says, وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ بَطِرَتْ مَعِيشَتَهَا And how many a town we did destroy which exulted in its means of sustenance. So, the Arabic word batira means disobedience. And actually, because of the abundance of wealth and welfare, this kind of disobedience might happen. Anyway, the affluence and pride of bounties invited them to disobedience, and disobedience became somehow the main point, the source of injustice and cruelty. And injustice annihilated their whole living. The verse continues saying, فَتِلْكَ مَسَاكِنُهُمْ لَمْ تُسْكَنْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا So these are their abodes. They have not been dwelt in after them, save a little. وَكُنَّا نَحْنُ الْوَارِثِينَ And we are their heirs. So, yes, it is a fact. Their ruined houses and cities are empty. They are silent and ownerless. And if it were came some persons into them to live therein, they were a few, and it was for a very short time. Length of time.
وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ بَطِرَتْ مَعِيشَتَهَا فَتِلْكَ مَسَاكِنُهُمْ لَمْ تُسْكَنْ وَكُنَّا نَحْنُ
So, dear listeners, regarding this 58th verse, the Almighty Allah actually says that you must know how many a town we did destroy which exalted in its means of sustenance. So, yes, the pagans of Mecca, you want to have a kind of comfortable life under the shadow of infidelity, the end of which is the same thing that was said. What can actually the worth of such life be? And it is really interesting that the application of the Arabic term tilka, tilka masakinuhum lam tuskan min ba'dihim illa qalila. So these are their abodes. This application, which is a demonstrative pronoun pointing to a far place and is often used for a perceptible things, may refer to the land of Ad and Thamud and the people of Lut, which was not so far from Mecca. And of course, there are other possibilities as well. Also, another application of the Quranic sentence, كُنَّا نَحْنُ الْوَارِثِينَ, and we are their heirs, is actually pointing to that very place being empty. And it is an indication to the real ownership of Allah, who is the owner of everything. And if the nominal ownership of some things is temporarily given to some people, it will not last long, and all of them will disappear, and their heirs will be Allah. So that's what it means when Almighty Allah says, وَكُنَّا نَحْنُ الْوَارِثِينَ, and we are surely their heirs. This is what is meant by the Almighty Allah. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode as well. We understood how actually abundance of welfare can be so destructive if it is not accompanied with true faith in the Almighty Allah. Thank you for staying with us once again. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye.